Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time to find out the latest from Green Bay with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Brought to you by the Thomas Marola Law Offices.
Divorce, child custody, and any other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Marola. Online at marolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800.
12:50 a.m. The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Toby Altizer. This is Ryan Wood joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Hey, how's your offseason going, Woody?
It's off and running.
Oh, that's a trick question. There's no offseason, baby. Packer football. But are you like you probably are? Yeah, you get a little of an offseason. Have you rediscovered life?
It'll happen at some point. Yeah. Not yet.
So the big news this morning, Nathaniel Hackett is going to get the Denver job. It's very interesting because I'm looking at Denver people talk about it. I'm looking at Packer people talk about it. I don't see anybody saying, like in Denver, well, Hackett as a coach can do this. And I don't see anybody in Green Bay saying, well, who's going to replace him as the offensive coordinator? No, everyone's just kind of connecting that, okay, Aaron Rodgers is probably going to go to Denver. I'm thinking if Denver hired Hackett with there being more than like a 15% chance that we're doing this because we want Rodgers, I would think that that's wildly irresponsible. But those are the dots now that we have to try to connect.
Yeah, I don't think that the Denver Broncos only hired Nathaniel Hackett to try to lure Aaron Rodgers away. Nathaniel Hackett, let's keep in mind, he was going to have a second interview today, with the Jacksonville Jaguars, who is a team that, I mean, you can rest assured the Jacksonville Jaguars were not going to pursue Aaron Rodgers. They got Trevor Lawrence, and he's the franchise, the quarterback, the quarterback of the future there. So he was a bona fide, legitimate NFL head coaching candidate. He interviewed a year ago with the Atlanta Falcons. He is someone whose infectious energy players are going to love to play for. He's got a deep history of calling plays, and he was the offensive coordinator of a very, very successful offense, one game notwithstanding, over the past couple seasons. So he was a shortlist candidate on many radars for to be an NFL head coach. A byproduct of that is, oh yeah, by the way, he also is very close with Aaron Rodgers, and the Denver Broncos have the cap space to make a trade and have the vacancy at quarterback to have the need for that position.
And possibly Devontae as well. And I think that when there's something that happens like this, then it's not just Nathaniel Hackett to Denver, story's over. It's Nathaniel Hackett's to Denver. Who does he want to try to bring over from Green Bay? And I think they're going to talk to Stenovich. And then it's, well, how do you shuffle the deck here in Green Bay? And how does that happen? And I think this is another reason why, just as I sit here talking with you, We thought that the Packers should go to the Super Bowl because of how good the team is now and how worse like the player unit will probably be. The Packers are not going to field as good of a team as they did this year. I'd be stunned. But also the coaching staff. Now you're losing coaches. It's another example of the wildly great opportunity they had in front of them and then just let San Francisco take from them. And I don't know where I'm at in the five stages, but I can't get over it. I just, it's not like, it's not as bad as some of these, like 2014 Seattle. Okay. It's not as bad as that, but I think the disappointment might be worse.
Yeah. I've been thinking a lot about that. It's definitely the worst loss that they've had since 2014 Seattle. No question about that.
Right.
Over the past decade, the only other loss that really comes to mind would be the 2011 divisional against the Giants, right? Which is awfully similar, except for one pretty significant difference. In 2011, as disappointing as that was, you're 15-1. You're defending your Super Bowl ring. If you're a Packers fan, you just think you're going to cruise right there, right? I mean, there's no thought that game's a loss. The difference, that was at the beginning of the run. This is at the end. And there's a certain soul crush that comes with the finality of the realization that it's going to be different going forward. Like Aaron Rodgers said after the game, it's going to be different in Green Bay moving forward, and he's absolutely right. It's not as bad of a loss as being 5 minutes from the Super Bowl, and that is a loss that will stain the legacy of Mike McCarthy, of Aaron Rodgers, of these Packers forever. But if you say it's more of a melancholy feeling because you're at the end here, I can see that.
Well, that's, you know, to be decided if it is the end. I think a lot of us feel like it's the end, but there are options for it not to be the end, which we'll get into. Rodgers was talking on Pat McAfee's show. I know you were following that the other day. What did you take away from that? I took away from that Rodgers loves to talk about how he gives no Fs, yet he gives enough of an F to think that people purposely watched just to see him lose because of what he said, which, come on. And then the other thing is, the guy he mentioned was Devontae. And just like on the field, how he targets Devontae, always Devontae, when it comes to off-the-field stuff, it's the guy he's targeting is still Devontae. He's very Devontae-minded, like, at all times, which, I mean, he's the best receiver in the league, but also, like, you know, Lazard was wide open.
I mean, I was going to say, he shouldn't be Devontae Adams minded.
Like, I don't know. Like I would never say the Packers are better off without Devontae. I'd never say that. I am just looking at.
That is a wise thing not to say.
I am looking at the last couple of drives that have ended the Packers season, and I just wonder if he wasn't so focused on Devontae in that goal line situation, goal to goal against Tampa, or on that play against the Niners. I just wonder if he threw to someone else.
That's an Aaron Rodgers problem. That ain't Devontae Adams' fault. Devontae Adams can't throw the ball to himself up for grabs in double coverage 50 yards down the right seam. He can't do that. He doesn't have that authority. It's Aaron Rodgers throwing the ball. So it has nothing to do with Devontae Adams. Aaron Rodgers should absolutely be Devontae Adams-centric. He's the best receiver in football. Aaron Rodgers said he's the best player he's ever played with, and he's played with Charles Woodson. And as much as Devontae Adams needs a good quarterback, I mean, Aaron Rodgers doesn't have a whole lot of options outside of Devontae Adams in that passing game. That exposed itself to the fact that there was no other targets to a receiver in the first three quarters. And it's not because he was missing guys. I mean, through tight ends, It's not because he was missing guys until Alan Lazard. So on the last play of the game. So yes, he should have hit Alan Lazard, but also it makes all kinds of sense that Aaron Rodgers' priority is what is going to happen with Devontae Adams. Devontae Adams has made it clear he wants to be teamed up with Aaron Rodgers, that Aaron Rodgers returning or not to the Packers would have some bearing on his decision. It makes just as much sense that Aaron Rodgers would feel the same way.
So what do you rank? I mean, I'm not going to hold you to this, and we'll never even revisit this, but what do you rank as the likely outcomes? We'll say Rodgers retires. We'll say Rodgers comes back and plays with the Packers. And we'll say Rodgers gets traded. Or we'll say Rodgers extended in Green Bay.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be a fool to say anything definitively less than a week into the off season. But it does seem difficult to see Aaron Rodgers returning to the Packers next season because of the cap situation and because of what Aaron Rodgers has said. And you get the sense that he's almost trying to clear the path for him to play somewhere else and portraying himself to be a bit of a sympathetic figure. And what I mean by that is when he says, if I play, I don't want to play for a rebuild, he knows what the cap situation looks like. He knows that 2022 Packers are not going to have the talent that the 2021 Packers had. And if you regress in talent, by definition, you are rebuilding some. That's what a rebuild is. If you are an Aaron Rodgers fan, you want to see the guy do well. You don't want to see him play for a rebuild. That's a pretty understandable situation. So for him to put that out there, and then for Matt LaFleur to very quickly say there is no plan for a rebuild, that's where the battle lies. I know Aaron Rodgers said that he's got a great relationship with the franchise now. There will be no war silence, but that's where the battle lines are drawn. Is there a rebuild or is there not a rebuild? And if there's a rebuild in his mind, he's kind of flirted with the idea of retirement. He's thrown that out there. He's hinted at it. But he's also said that he's still got the competitive fire, that he feels like he can play at a very high level. That does not sound like a guy who's about to walk away from the game. If I had a guess, I think you're going to see Aaron Rodgers in a different uniform next season. But there's a long, long way to go. And there were times last offseason that it seemed far-fetched that Aaron Rodgers would play for the Packers in 2021. He was there on day one of training camp. So buckle up and sit down for this ride, because it's just starting. I have no idea where it's going to go.
On Monday, I was ready to pack his bags, get him the hell out of here. We've talked throughout the week, and I'm not backtracking. What I'm doing is future tracking. So what I'm doing is I'm trying to come up with the justification for why, if he's here in October, why I'm okay with it. So this is a new strategy. It's not backtracking. I'm future tracking.
That sounds like backtracking.
It sounds like backtracking. They are cousins, but it is called future tracking. Okay? And what I'm future tracking is that if Rodgers comes back and stays, look at the NFC right now. I mean, the Packers, yeah. You almost have to. And I think with Brady kind of chirping about retirement, like, are Brady and Rodgers in a standoff here? Because if Brady retires, Rodgers has to come back. And same with if Rodgers retires, Brady's got to come back. The path is wide open for them. It's the Rams and the Niners in the NFC Championship. Kudos to both of those teams, but come on, they're not going to be the favorites to get out of this the conference next year. So you almost like it's smart to move on. Maybe it's start to get picks. It's smart to rebuild, but the NFC is so bad compared to the AFC, where there's 10 good quarterbacks. So that's how I'm future tracking, is that the NFC is so bad that you almost have to bring Rodgers back if you can.
Boy, I really wish I could go along with you here, Bart. But if you just backtrack a little bit, you can say that the NFC was apparently so bad this year that all the Packers had to do was win back-to-back home games against Jimmy Garoppolo and Matthew Stafford during the Super Bowl, and they couldn't get that done.
Yeah, but this is what we do. I wonder between the Packers and the Packers fans, the smart thing is move on from Rodgers, there's still a lot of fear. Well, what if you move on from Rodgers? Would you have won one? Is he going to win one somewhere else?
I feel like, even if he does, I feel like this season kind of removes a lot of the unknown. If they're not going to do it this year with this roster and this path, you can't ever count on it happening. You just can't. And if you're a Packers fan, there are so many times over the past decade that you thought it was going to happen, never more so than 5 minutes from the Super Bowl in Seattle. But there were other times, too. I think that coming back from the Dallas divisional round game in 2016, Aaron Rodgers playing out of his mind, playing his best playoff game in the past decade since Super Bowl 45, you probably felt okay going into Atlanta with how hot the Packers were. They won 8 straight games, run the table, and then they get annihilated. 2 years ago, last year, Tampa Bay, you finally get an NFC Championship game at home. They're down 18 points in the third quarter. And this is a new low as far as thinking that the path is there, because the path was absolutely there. There's no Tom Brady. You have Matthew Stafford, who you own, coming into Lambeau Field, a house of horrors for him, for an NFC Championship game, an LA team in late January, and it's cold as hell outside. You've got everything you want, and you still can't do it. At some point, if you keep not being able to do it, you just can't do it.
Ryan Wood, PackersNews.com, Green Bay Press Gazette. I don't know. And then if he goes to Denver, like I caused a little stir the other day. I said Rodgers is basically untradeable. But what I meant by that was they're not going to trade him in the NFC. And then if you're in the AFC, why am I mortgaging the future when I have Rodgers, but now I got to get through Burrow and Herbert and Mahomes and Allen. I mean, the conference over there. I don't know. That's why I said that Rodgers, this was his best chance. This was the best team he'll be on, and they blew it. Ryan, there's no other way to say it that they blew it.
They choked. I found another way to say it.
What are some other ways?
A lot of those are not appropriate for
choked.
The radio. You're trying to get me in trouble there, Bart.
Choked. Well, no, I'm not. I'm trying to learn synonyms because, you know, when you do my job and talk 20 hours a week, you end up saying the same 5 things all the time. They asphyxiated themselves.
they collapsed, and they did.
Collapse is good. They drowned in the weight of their own expectation.
They faltered.
They suffocated their chances. These are good. This is good. All right.
Yeah, we can go on and on here.
We can be done. Nobody's tuning in for synonyms. All right, Ryan, appreciate you. We'll talk after the weekend, see what else has happened. See what other coaches the Packers lost and see what other drama Rodgers can cook up over the weekend. So we'll talk on Monday.
All right. Take care.
Ryan Wood joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Great Midwest Bank. If you're applying for a home renovation loan and you're a bit anxious, breathe and let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.